The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. You know, if you've ever been to Turkey or have done research about visiting Turkey, you'll find it's quite the tourist haven. It's got really nice people, great weather, and great scenery as well. But did you know there's another country that's worth visiting? It's quite near Turkey as well. Azerbaijan. It's a country in the South Caucasus region of Eurasia at the crossroads of Eastern Europe and Western Asia. It's bounded by the Caspian Sea, which is the world's largest lake, to the east, Russia to the north, Georgia to the northwest, Armenia to the west, Iran to the south. And now Azerbaijan Tourism Board is looking to tap into the world's booming tourism sector. They're now actively spreading the word about Azerbaijan and its rich culture in an effort to get tourists to visit the country. So why should we visit Azerbaijan? And how do we get there from Singapore? Well, with us in the studio this morning is Bahrus Askarov, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer at Azerbaijan Tourism Board. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you very much. Thank you for having us this morning.
I have seen documentaries and sceneries on Azerbaijan, beautiful country. Could you share with us a little bit about its history and what drives its economy at the moment?
Sure. Azerbaijan is an Asian country with a very rich culture. I mean, if you look at the history, the UNESCO World Heritage Site, Gobustan, dates back to 20,000 years ago. So as you can understand, this is one of the oldest cradles of humanity. And also, we are located on the old Silk Road, which made Azerbaijan a hub for trade and a melting pot of peoples. So people would be traveling from as far as from China on the way to Europe, they would definitely stop in Azerbaijan, see the hospitality of the local people. And since then, looking at the history, we can definitely say that this has impacted a lot the culture and the people in Azerbaijan. And you can see it in different historical sites and also how the culture has evolved so far.
Let's talk about why it's becoming an upcoming tourist spot. If one were to plan a visit to Azerbaijan right now, what would you say is the biggest highlight of visiting this country?
Well, Azerbaijan, I'll tell you a couple of facts about Azerbaijan. I think it will definitely excite you because out of 11 climatic zones, Azerbaijan has 9 known to the earth, which makes it a perfect destination for almost any type of traveler, whether you're an adventure seeker or you are really interested in culture, or if you want to have some great food, if you're a Formula One fan, or you really want to go like mass events, then Azerbaijan is the perfect destination for you.
Yeah, the Azerbaijan Grand Prix definitely drew a lot of attention when it first went on the map. Of course, when you have these famous drivers visiting the country, it's definitely going to draw a lot more tourism. I believe the Grand Prix, of course, was held earlier this year in April. Let's talk a little bit more about Azerbaijan. And apart from these great sporting events, what is the Azerbaijan Tourism Board doing to create more awareness of this country?
Tourism is now one of the significant contributors to the economy of Azerbaijan, which is mainly based on oil and gas.
Okay.
And currently, as Azerbaijan Tourism Board, we are tapping into new markets and exploring potential. And we want to bring the new brand of take another look to these countries and to these markets and to invite people to come and see what we have to offer as a beautiful destination.
Bahrus, you talk about creating awareness and all that. Statistically, do you have an estimate on how many tourists are visiting Azerbaijan right now? And from there, how many of them are Singaporeans?
Last year, we basically finished the year with 2.8 million tourists.
Okay.
And this year, Jan to date, we have 10% increase in the number of visitors. If we look at the Southeast Asian market, this is a new market for us, but we are performing very well. We have 25% increase in the number of arrivals. And what really facilitates to it is that citizens of Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia can visit Azerbaijan and get their visa upon arrival, okay. Whereas the countries like Thailand and Vietnam, they will need to apply for visa in advance, which is up to 3 days, or you can get your visa in 3 hours if you apply for an urgent visa. And looking at the connections, Azerbaijan is very well connected to the area through its hub in the Middle East.
Okay.
The airlines such as Qatar, Airways, Emirates, and Etihad are serving Azerbaijan.
So as a Singaporean, I definitely need to take note that when I arrive, I need to apply for a visa, but it's quite straightforward.
You can apply for a visa in advance, or you just take your passport, come to Baku, you get your visa upon arrival.
That's right, Baku. Where are the most tourists coming from in terms of your tourist statistics? You mentioned Singapore, Malaysia and whatnot, but which country in the world is going to Azerbaijan the most?
Currently, the main visitors we get from Russia, okay. Our neighboring country. Also, we have a lot of people coming from Turkey and Georgia, mainly for the family and friends visit. But we have seen a significant increase in the number of travelers from Middle East to Azerbaijan,
right.
Especially country, Gulf countries such as the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. Also, looking at the numbers, we have quite a number of visitors from India and China.
Okay, that's very interesting. And if I were planning a trip right now, you know, Singaporeans, they like to see as much as possible. What kind of a bundle trip do you think I could plan? Which neighboring country could I also visit to make it worth my while?
Azerbaijan, being an off-the-beaten track, can definitely make quite a nice 7-day itinerary. But starting from Baku, you can see the beaches around Absheron Peninsula, or you can go down to the south where we have the subtropical climate with lemon trees and the tea plantations, whereas a bit north to that, we have mud volcanoes. Azerbaijan has actually half of the mud volcanoes in the world. But if you are really like skiing, then definitely we have two state-of-the-art skiing resorts in the north of Azerbaijan, in Shahdag and Tufandag, where the facilities is up to the highest standards and there are a lot of winter activities available. And of course, if you want to bundle it into one trip, Georgia is our neighboring country. And we especially see in the long-haul markets like Southeast Asia, people coming to Azerbaijan, they would combine it with Georgia because it's access to both of the countries and making a Caucasian experience for them.
Baros, you mentioned earlier connecting flights to Azerbaijan in the UAE area. But from Singapore, is there a direct flight by any chance?
At the moment, we don't have a direct flight to Singapore. But as I said, connection flights from Middle East hubs are very convenient. You can get to Azerbaijan with a very minimum waiting time in the cities.
It's about 8-9 hours away. It's not that far.
Yes, it's not that far. And the fact that you get your visa upon arrival is really saves up on your time.
Okay, so typical tourist questions coming your way. I'm there. You know, people like the whole free and easy, you know, tourist experience. So how's the transport system like? Is it easy to get around?
It is very easy because the government has heavily invested in the transport and infrastructure in the city. So you basically arrive at this five-star airport, Heydar Aliyev International Airport, which is a state-of-the-art building. And the airport is very well connected to the city, either by a taxis or a shuttle, which takes you from the airport and brings you to the city center. You can also get a Baku card, which gives you discounts to more than 200 out in Baku only. And also the public transportation is free of charge with that card.
Wow.
Apart from that, we have metro system very well developed, which also connects it to various parts of the city, whether it is the UNESCO heritage site or the Baku's old town with a lot of bars and boutique hotels, or to our more other sides around the city center, like business districts and so on.
Sure. Pardon my ignorance, but ride-hailing apps, is it available there as well?
You can definitely, we have Uber and Bolt available in Azerbaijan.
Right, okay.
So you can download it on your
phone. A lot of options.
And very easy access to the city.
All right, let's talk about shopping in Azerbaijan, obviously. What's the payment infrastructure like? The currency that I should change, credit cards, e-payments and whatnot. How's it like there?
It is very easy. In Azerbaijan, we accept the Visa card and MasterCard and all the other international cards, but you can also bring some cash with you and change it in the banks. The city is very safe, as Baku is considered actually one of the safest places on the earth.
Very nice. Now, the Azerbaijan Tourism Board will be at ITB Asia. Well, it is at ITB Asia right now. Today's the last day. What's the aim of the past couple of days while you're there?
We've been very excited to be for the first time at ITB Asia, and because we chose Singapore as the hub for its neighboring countries, Service, and ITB Asia seemed like a great option for that. We are currently, we have six representative offices in India, Russia, China, UAE, and KSA in Germany.
Okay.
And currently we are looking at expanding, and South East Asia look like a very potential market, because only in 2018 there were 77 million departures from this region, and we believe that Azerbaijan has a lot to offer for the travelers from Southeast Asia.
So Southeast Asia is a nice spot, representative office. Any chance you're looking at putting one in Singapore anytime soon?
We are definitely looking at various options. Now we are developing our relations with the local tour operators and the travel trade. In the near plan, we will be reviewing opening further offices. There are two more offices coming up, one in Korea, and we just actually opened a very nice showroom in Georgia, in Tbilisi.
Harris, I'm hearing a lot about this push into expanding the tourism potential of Azerbaijan, but with the economic slowdown and talks of a possible recession, how does the tourism industry in Azerbaijan feel about this? Is there worry or opportunity?
There are definitely a lot of opportunities, because Azerbaijan, being an unexplored destination, still receives a lot of interest from BRIC countries, and that's why, looking at the numbers, we are expecting to close this year with another 10% increase. So the future looks very promising so far.
Very nice. I'm going to add this to my list, my long bucket list of travel spots. Bahrus Asgarov, who is the Deputy Chief Executive Officer at Azerbaijan Tourism Board, in the studio with me. Last question. If I have to try one dish when I'm in Azerbaijan, what would it be?
You would definitely have to try pilaf. It's a rice dish with a lot of additions of nuts and dry fruits, and you will definitely love it.
All right, I look forward to trying it. Bahrus Asgarov, Deputy Chief Executive Officer at Azerbaijan Tourism Board, in the studio with me. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
A good weekend.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.